Hugh Glass. It is believed that Hugh Glass was once a pirate on the Spanish Main, that he jumped ship, traveled overland, and lived with the Pawnee. He made his way to St. Louis, Missouri, and joined Ashley and Henry's Rocky Mountain Fur Company in 1823. Glass was already in his 40s. He was much older than most of the other mountain men. On his first trip into the mountains, Glass was mauled by a grizzly. There was little his companions could do for him except to make him comfortable. They waited for him to die, but Glass wouldn't give in. Henry told his men,
"Now he's going to die. Now we all know that. If we stay with him, we eat into our fall trapping season, and we can't just leave him. Now I'm asking for volunteers, and I need two men who will stay with him until he dies. Give him a decent burial, and then catch up to us."
Two men volunteered, young Jim Bridger and Fitzgerald. The trapping party departed, and after a few days, Fitzgerald grew restless and talked Bridger into abandoning Glass.
"I'll forget it.
Good luck, buddy."
Glass refused to die in camp and began crawling. When he came to a stream, he drank. He dug roots and picked berries. Slowly, he began to regain his strength. He used a branch as a cane and was able to walk. Glass made his way several hundred miles to Fort Henry, where he confronted Bridger, but he could not bring himself to kill a boy. He turned his attention to finding Fitzgerald, tracking him to Council Bluffs. Once again, Glass was unable to satisfy his revenge. Fitzgerald had joined the army, and Glass refused to kill a United States soldier. Glass returned to trapping. He was working a tributary of the Yellowstone River when he was killed by natives. His luck had finally run out.